are the sounds of a cellist who's performed at the Walt Disney Concert Hall in Los Angeles, the Sydney Concert Hall in Australia, as well as in Vienna and Tokyo. But Yoshika Masuda is also a college professor on the South Coast. The accomplished musician who studied at the Royal Northern College of Music in England and the USC Thornton School of Music is now an assistant professor of music and director of string studies at California Lutheran University in Thousand Oaks. Masuda first became interested in music as a young boy in Japan.
My dad is an amateur jazz double bass player. And so I remember, even now as a child, I used to go with my dad to the local jazz bar. He would play with his colleagues or mates in a jazz trio. So I would go with him every week as a young child. And I would always want to interrupt the performance by sort of plucking on the strings of the bass and so forth. So I was a nuisance. But, you know, actually, in all honesty, I think he saw my genuine interest.
Because of that interest, Masuda's dad bought the boy his first musical instrument.
He thought, you know, we'll see if he likes it. When I was given it, you know, I'm sort of like love at first sight, really. I'm so glad it's the cello. People often ask me when I'm at the airport traveling, don't you wish you picked a smaller instrument? No, actually, no. I'm happy with the cello and not a flute. Nothing wrong with the flute, but I'm happy with the cello.
Masuda's father then took the next step.
He got me a teacher, but he was also interested. So we actually started lessons together with a teacher. So I'll have my lesson and then my dad would have his lesson. That sort of surpassed him quite quickly because, you know, he learned so quickly as a child. And so he stopped after a while. But yeah, you know, we started learning together.
But then nature would throw Masuda and his family a twist. They lived in the Japanese city of Kobe. In January of 1995, a magnitude 6.9 earthquake devastated the city. Masuda's family was unhurt, but they lost their home. The then 9-year-old boy's parents decided to move the family to Sydney, Australia, where they had relatives. For the boy, what started as a hardship turned into an opportunity as he was accepted into a prized Sydney music school. He then went on to study in England for 5 years before moving to Los Angeles and getting his doctorate at USC.
You hear American cellists compared to, say, some European cellists, and they play so differently. So completely differently. The difference in, say, the sound, you could turn on the radio and hear an unnamed cellist and say, oh, he's probably American or he's probably European. I think I got the best of both worlds.
Masuda talks about what he tries to bring to performances.
I make sure I convey what I think the composer intended. And obviously that's through our lens, because that's through our interpretation of the great works by Bach or Brahms or Rachmaninoff.
On Friday night, Masuda will perform a variety of classical music spanning 3 centuries.
I'll be presenting perhaps the 2 most romantic sonatas that have ever been written for cello and piano. One of them is by the Polish composer Frederick Chopin. The second one is by the 20th century Russian composer Sergei Rachmaninoff. These are sort of like the pinnacle of romanticism. The slow movements in both works are just the most beautiful thing you would hear. Hopefully.
The free faculty recital will be at CLU's Samuelson Chapel beginning at 7:30 p.m. Friday.
At the end of the day, if I could make an audience member feel something within them, whether that be happiness or sadness or a sense of wonder or nostalgia, I feel like my mission is accomplished.
CLU is the parent of KCLU Radio. In Thousand Oaks, Lance Orozco, KCLU News.